as something for every member of the family. The Bazoo Store is open daily in Chesterfield Commons at Boone's Crossing Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8, and on Sunday from 11 till 6 p.m. The Bazoo Store, official Tiger Outfitters since 1899. Call them at 636-730-3100. TheBazooStore.com.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800. New roof.
Savings of $8,000. 0% financing for 72 months. Over 500 new Chevys. Jack Schmidt Chevy of Wood River is moving. They are blowing the doors off with huge savings because they would rather sell it than move it. Get a dealer-driven 2014 Malibu for just $18,990. Save $8,000 on a 2014 demo Silverado LT Crew. Over 500 new Chevys to choose from.
We gotta sell it, sell it. Don't wanna move it, move it.
Jack Schmidt Chevy of Wood River moving sale.
Going on now.
Savings include all rebates. 0% on select vehicles. With approved credit.
Do you have a used musical instrument gathering dust? This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Now through Sunday, our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot, and if you're looking to upgrade, when you trade in, we'll give you an additional 15% off that new piece of gear you really want. We're buying qualified instruments this weekend during Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up savings event. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for a chance to win a trip to see Linkin Park live in Los Angeles. Exclusions apply and 15% offer. Details at GuitarCenter.com/trade-in-event.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Trying to sell a home? Need help buying? You need experience and results. Hi, this is Terry Hall, and these are some of the results of recent clients I helped. I helped an investor get a home 30% below list price. I helped a lady sell a home $15,000 over list price in 5 hours. I just helped a young buyer close on a deal where there were six other people bidding on the home. You trying to sell? You trying to buy a home? Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. 314-220-0524.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holden.
I'm Joe Strell.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Hewer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, yeah, baby. If you are in a bad mood while this song is on the radio, please consult a physician immediately. And it's a perfect song for today because the weather was so great. It was driving with your elbow out the window day. But I will just, as a precautionary thing, tell you kids, you want to roll that window down first. Although, you know, nobody rolls their window down anymore.
No.
You push the button and make the window go down. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon Friday edition. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And now all we need is you as a contestant for the Harris Challenge. As long as you have not played in the last 30 days, you can get in right now at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, star KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by one of the best rock bands in our town, the Well Hungarians, who are performing every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton with no cover charge, and every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, no cover charge and amazing food. And after the challenge, I'll tell you where they are this weekend, or you can keep up with them by downloading their app or going to wellhungarians.net. Here's contestant number one. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. This is where I turn the airwaves over to you to exploit any way you like. You can suck up to the boss in the hopes that it'll turn into a promotion. You can say hello to family members, or you can use it for a prearranged commercial endorsement. The 5 seconds are yours.
I'll just cheer on the Cardinals to stay in first place this weekend.
It'd be nice to sweep the Reds, wouldn't it?
It would. And
all right.
Pirates to lose, too. That would be nice.
That would be really nice. Yeah. Get us a little closer to a magic number of, well, they do it. If they beat the Reds three times and the Pirates lose three times, then you'd be down to two. Because we're at
six off of TA.
Yeah. Tom, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. Where the questions and categories sit all week long, and I push that button and they come spilling out, led, of course, by our topical category, which is, have you been paying attention? Category two is, it happened in September. Not this September, but a September in the past. And category three is, Great Scott, because they had the Scottish independence vote yesterday. This will be about famous Scottish people. Which one would you like?
How about Great Scott?
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. We'll tally up the points when we get to the buzzer at 60 seconds, and if you've gotten more than half the possible 15 points, that's eight or better, then you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy. Right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also from Werrenberg Theater. We have movie passes. You might want to go see the Guardians of the Galaxy or the Equalizer, which is coming out next week. We even have some Gone Girl passes, too. Yeah, for you. Those are a couple of movies that aren't even out yet. How about that? What radio station gives you tickets to a movie that's not even out yet? Only we do. Yeah, that's right.
Prizes for the future.
And we have
that
a free...
That really needed some reverb.
Wait.
Do it again.
Prizes for the future.
Future. We have a free bowling party. You can choose either...
Hold on, let me start over.
Holy cow. What happened here?
Donuts.
Wait a minute, you went back too far.
Yeah, hold on, bring it back.
We need a store point. Future. Okay, it's going to be right here.
We have a free bowling party at Crest Bowl or Kingpin Lanes. It includes 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to six people per lane, one large, one topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company also.
So you get your choice of those prizes, or if you get all the questions right for 15 points, it's a clean sweep and you get them all. A package with a value of well over
$1 million.
The category you've chosen, Tom, is Great Scott. Are you ready to go?
Ready.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who preceded George Lazenby as the star of the James Bond movies?
Sean Connery.
Correct. Who played young Obi-Wan Kenobi in movies like Revenge of the Sith?
Pass.
What's the name of the classic rock flute-playing lead singer of Jethro Tull?
Pass.
Which actress fell for Vince Vaughn in Wedding Crashers, but in real life is married to Sacha Baron Cohen?
I knew she was married to Sacha Baron Cohen, but I don't know her name. Pass.
Who will leave his job as host of the Late Late Show on CBS at the end of this year?
Craig Ferguson.
That's correct. Back to the two-pointer. Who played young Obi-Wan Kenobi in movies like Revenge of the Sith?
Ewan McGregor.
Correct. What is the name of the classic rock flute-playing lead singer of Jethro Tull?
Let me think here.
Okay. Take all your time.
I can tell you our own peon is named after this guy.
Is that right? You're named after Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull?
Yes.
Your parents were big Tull fans?
Yes.
Do either of your parents play the flute?
No.
Do they ever hop around on one leg?
Back then, they very well could have.
did they think that perhaps they would have a rock flute playing singing kid? Was that their wish?
I don't know. I don't know if... They wanted me to follow in his hopping footsteps.
Do you know anybody named Sasha?
No.
Just trying to tie you into everyone here. Sasha Baron Cohen's wife is Isla Fisher. Tom, you got the one, the two, and the five just squeezing by with 8 points for the win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get the prizes, and I'll go on to our second contestant. Hello, Keith.
No, Steve.
Steve.
Way to go, Dan.
Oh. You know what it is? It looks like Keith, but it's pronounced Steve because the K is silent.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
All right, Steve, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just another fan going to cheer on the Cardinals this weekend.
All right, which category do you want? Have you been paying attention? It happened in September, or ER plus 20.
Oh, I think I've been paying attention. We'll see.
All right, let's see. 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What has President Obama sent 3,000 U.S. troops to Africa to fight?
To fight Ebola.
Correct. Which rock band's new album, Songs of Innocence, appeared on every iPhone in the world this week?
U2.
Correct. Which retailer announced that 56 million debit and credit cards were affected by a data breach?
Home Depot.
It is, even bigger than Target's last year, Home Depot. On what TV show did math teacher Sarah Manchester become the third person to win the $1 million grand prize?
Wheel of Fortune.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. Which of these was passed in the Senate this week? The Don't Text While Driving Act, the Sunscreen Innovation Act, or the Cartoon Patent Reinforcement Act?
Ooh. Say that again.
Don't text while driving, sunscreen innovation, or cartoon patent reinforcement?
I don't know.
Guess one.
The first one.
You think it's the Don't Text While Driving Act?
Yeah.
No, believe it or not, it's the Sunscreen Innovation Act, which requires the FDA to bring new sunscreens to market faster. That's your tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, your Congress is now on vacation until after Election Day. I did some math. They were on vacation for 5 weeks this summer. They came back on September 8th. So, in other words, they've come back and worked 2 4-day weeks. And now they're taking 6 weeks off. And then they come back for the lame duck session where they don't do anything until January when the new Congress comes in. Not really new. It's got 95% the same people.
I need a job like that.
Who doesn't? Around here, we would not put up with somebody coming in less than 5 days a week every single week. You'd be called a slacker. Oh, is Frank listening? I mean, that's the kind of thing we endorse around here.
They're working for us, though.
Yes, they are. They're thinking of their constituents at all times as long as they have a checkbook, because that's what these 6 weeks are about, fundraising. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, and 4. 10 points. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how to get your prizes. We'll go on to contestant 3. Hello. Well, it says on the screen Bob, but I'm not sure that that's your actual name.
Okay, we'll go with that.
All right, you're going to pretend to be Bob.
Yes.
Very nice of you. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'll root on the Rams for a change. They need all the luck they can get, and I hope that the protesters aren't successful in screwing up anything this weekend.
I don't think they will be. Which category do you want? It happened in September. ER plus 20, or no, really, have you been paying attention?
I'm going to try it happened in September.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Bob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What TV show about a witch married to an advertising executive debuted on ABC in September 1964?
The Witch.
Correct. What famous ship sailed from Plymouth, England in September 1620, arriving in Massachusetts in November of that year?
The Mayflower.
Correct. In what African country was Haile Selassie overthrown as dictator in September 1974?
Ethiopia.
Correct. Which composer of such American classics as Rhapsody in Blue and Porgy and Bess was born in September 1898?
Blue.
You can pass. You passing?
Yeah, right now.
In what state did the U.S. conduct its first ever underground nuclear explosion as a test in September 1957?
Nevada.
Correct. Okay. Who composed Rhapsody in Blue and Porgy and Bess?
Gershwin.
Which one?
George.
Well, there were two of them, George and Ira, and the correct answer is George. You got a clean sweep, Bob.
Excellent.
Nicely done. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Now stand by, and I'll bring in our third contestant, and that's you, Mike. Welcome to the show. Hi,
thank
Mike.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Mike, I don't really have anything. My name's Mike. I'm currently working at St. Joseph's Academy.
Okay. Mike, I need you to turn your radio down while all the other listeners turn theirs up.
Oh, all right.
Because we're hearing ourselves on the dreaded 8-second delay, and I already know what I said. I don't need to hear it again.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Mike, you got two categories left here, ER plus 20, or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
I'll go with the no, really.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which South American country's economy is so bad that it has caused a shortage of bread, toilet paper, and breast implants?
Pass.
In the new reality show, Rival Survival, who spent 6 days together on an empty island? A gay man and a lesbian, an oil company executive and an environmental activist, or two U.S. senators, one from each party?
Senator.
Correct. After the Missouri legislature overrode Governor Nixon's veto, what will some teachers now be allowed to have at school?
Guns.
Correct. Which Heisman Trophy winner was suspended from the first half of tomorrow's Florida State game after jumping on a table on campus
James Winston.
And yelling a profane sexual phrase? It is Jameis Winston. Which country's new military ruler said this week that Westerners wearing bikinis may not be safe? Iran, Myanmar, or Thailand?
Myanmar.
It's Thailand. And we're going to run out of questions, run out of time before I can go back. And it is Venezuela that is lacking in supplies of bread, toilet paper, and breast implants, which are like a rite of passage there, much more than they are in the United States. And by the way, Jameis Winston, Heisman Trophy winner, I'm not going to say the phrase he was yelling on the table, but remember 3 or 4 months ago when that would have been okay for a guy going to the NFL? Not anymore! Sorry, Jameis. You're not making it into the NFL next year when you get out of Florida State. Let's see how you did here, Mike. 2, 3, and 4. That's 9 points, and we got another winner. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Congratulations. And here's our final contestant today. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I will also encourage people to root for the Cardinals and go early tomorrow to watch the St. Joseph Band do the national anthem.
Oh, okay. Are you in or related to the St. Joseph Band?
My son is in the band.
What does he play?
Trombone.
I'm sure he'll be the best one out there.
Well, if he makes it through it, that'll be good enough.
Well, that is good enough. My wife always used to tell our daughter that when we go see her in an orchestra concert, honey, you were the best one. All right, Jeff, now here's where we stand. We have one category left. It's called ER Plus 20. The TV show ER debuted 20 years ago today on the NBC television network. I'm just going to put a little bit more pressure on you. We've had 4 contestants so far, and nobody has had to be punished. So it's really going to be all on you, my friend.
Well, okay. I hope it's good punishment music, just in case.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played Doug Ross on the show ER and later won a supporting actor Oscar for Syriana?
George Clooney.
Correct. Who played Carol Hathaway on the show and now stars on The Good Wife?
Juliana Margulies.
Correct. Who was the only actor to appear in all 254 episodes of ER playing Dr. John Carter?
Noah Wiley.
Correct. Which well-known St. Louis radio personality is the father of Abraham Ben Ruby, who played Jerry Markovich on ER?
Smash.
That is right. Now for the clean sweep. Which of these did not win an Emmy for guest starring on ER? Was it Carol Burnett, Ray Liotta, or Sally Field?
Sally Field.
Sally Field did win an Emmy. Ray Liotta won an Emmy. Carol Burnett did not. But Jeff, you got 1, 2, 3, and 4, a total of 10 points, and we have a punishment-free zone around here on the Harris Challenge. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And on behalf of our listeners and everyone in the studio wearing headphones, thank you. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
And good luck to your son tomorrow out there. I'm sure he'll have a great time on the field playing the national anthem. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the folks at the Well Hungarians. And by the folks, I mean the musicians and singers who make up the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in our town. They're playing tonight at Arnold Days. That's in Arnold City Park, an all-ages family show. There are amusement rides and food and, of course, lots of great rock and roll from the Well Hungarians. Tomorrow, they'll be back at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, Illinois. No cover to get in and great food there as well. Get the free app at wellhungarians.net or download it for your iPhone or Android phone. And then come back for the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15. And if you're paying attention, you can win like these 5 guys did from the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, they're still working with this accident on eastbound 70 at Air Flight, but they have moved it off to the right shoulder, and police are partially blocking the right lane. Traffic is jammed back to the Blanchard Bridge, so it's a slow go there. They have cleared the accident on westbound 270 at 170 and at the ramp to Lindbergh. Eastbound 270 is jamming up just east of 370 through New Florissant. On westbound 70, you're a little bit slow from 170 past Air Flight, but then you have some slow-to-stop-and-go pockets from Highway 370 all the way out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Baseball traffic, things are really jamming up on eastbound 40 now from Long Road in through Mason. You'll find the same thing from Highway 270 all the way into Big Bend. Southbound 170 slowing south of Page down through Highway 40. On westbound 44, just a little bit slow now from Bowles to Highway 141. Southbound 141, though, you are running slow from south of Big Bend down through Highway 44. Looks like southbound 270, we've got some slow to stop and go traffic between Page down through Highway 40 and just a little off the pace between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. And northbound 270, jamming up from Dorset, trying to ramp on to eastbound 70. And this traffic report, I'll let you know that thousands of people have already participated in clinical research studies. You may also receive compensation, so visit testwiththebest.com to apply today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Mizzou hopes to finish non-conference play with a perfect 4-0 record. Standing in the Tigers' way, the Hoosiers of Indiana out of the Big Ten. The 3-0 Tigers host the 1-1 Hoosiers Saturday at Faurot Field in Columbia. Kickoff is at 3. Tiger Network coverage begins at 1 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Get your home ready for the holiday guests. Replace those old laminate countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one name in stone countertops, Granite Busters. Granite Busters is in full clearance mode. Buy now, and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free with your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops. Granite Busters will throw in a free quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade free, a stainless steel undermount sink free, and removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. Or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. It's fall countertop clearance time, only at Granite Busters.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
Hi, this is Ron Jacober, and I'm going to make your life simpler. As you set out on your deck or your patio, you're looking around, you're worrying about the next time you're going to have to seal it. That's a terrible job, isn't it? Well, you don't have to if you call David Monahan at Seal Max Plus. You can sit on your deck and listen to the ballgame or go play golf instead of sealing that deck. Seal Max Plus has an internal sealant for wood and concrete, and they're now in their 11th season of sealing decks and docks and patios and driveways all over the metropolitan area. SealMaxPlus.com can answer any questions you have about their 25-year product warranty. There's a great video that shows you the process. They're the original permanent sealing company. Don't be confused by other companies that use a similar name. You can hit a home run with Seal Max Plus process. Don't strike out by doing nothing this season. Give Seal Max Plus the opportunity to earn your business. 636-294-6299. Call David Monahan or go online to sealmaxplus.com and see the process. sealmaxplus.com.
Running a business is hard work. Isn't it time you had a trash and recycling company that works just as hard as you do? With a commitment to service, sustainability, and recycling, Republic Services is a partner you can count on. Call them at 636-947-5959 to have local waste experts develop a personalized solution for you. Again, that number is 636-947-5959. Republic Services. We'll handle it from here.
Ackerman Toyotas are showing up all over St. Louis. It starts with their ultra-clean showroom and service area to the prompt, courteous staff. They've created an attitude that's made them number one in customer retention for 4 years running. Ackerman sells for less and is conveniently located on South Kings Highway just minutes from the hill. Like us on our new Facebook page for automotive tips, trends, inventory, and deals, or on the web at AckermanToyota.com. Or give us a call at 314-351-3000. That's 314-351-3000. That's Ackerman Toyota for your next set of keys.
Help your fireplace warm your home with an energy-efficient direct vent gas insert or a great-looking gas log set made locally by American Hearth. At the Fireplace and Grill Center, customize the look you want with traditional or contemporary models that will transform your fireplace into a beautiful heating work of art. See over 35 burning displays at the Fireplace and Grill Center, 14224 Manchester Road, a quarter mile east of Highway 141, or Gas Appliance Service, 2390 Centerline Industrial Drive near Westport.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Furniture rental and sales. For quality name brand furnishings in a range of contemporary, traditional, and casual living styles, visit McGuire Furniture Rental and Sales. Stop by the showroom today at 650 Fifi Road near Westport to experience the superior quality of new and gently used furniture at low, low prices. For directions, go to McGuireFurnitureRental.com.
Furniture that you desire. McGuire Furniture Rental and Sales.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit rightbath.com or call Right Bath, 314-909-1820. Right Bath, fast, affordable, forever. Right Bath.
Research, price, find. Onlycars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama.
The Retirement Symphony is the show that makes sure your retirement plan hits the perfect pitch. We'll show you the necessary tools and strategies to fine-tune your portfolio to set you up for a flawless financial performance in retirement. We'll do it all and more while having fun talking about something we all love, music. So tune in to The Retirement Symphony every Sunday afternoon at 3 with your local retirement conductor, Robert Baltzel. That's Sunday afternoons at 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
One more time, please.
It's Aloha Friday.
Yes, it is.
No work till Monday.
And Aloha Friday with some of the best weather we've seen in a couple of weeks here in St. Louis. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, a great place to go for dinner this weekend or make reservations for any night next week and you're going to have a great meal. Or if you don't want to do a sit-down meal, get a to-go meal from next door at the Smokehouse Market with great food. Maybe you need some pork steaks this weekend or sausage or chicken breast marinated in all sorts of stuff or salads or... Oh, all sorts of things they have at the Smokehouse Market, both in the Chesterfield Valley, next door to each other. You know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof. And they sponsor this gentleman right here from California, Mr. Mike Evans.
I'll give a dip.
That's right. Thank you.
Okay.
Mike, how long did you stand in line waiting for your new iPhone today?
Yeah, right. What idiots do that?
I don't know. Did you hear about the guy in China who has a sign that he's holding? You can rent my girlfriend so I can raise money to buy an iPhone. He says he's sharing his girlfriend for pocket money, $1.64 an hour. He says, no funny business will take place between my girlfriend and you. You will just be sharing her while you study, eat, play games, or go on a three-person date that I chaperone.
Good.
That's, yeah.
$1.64 an hour. The iPhone is a couple of hundred for the cheapest model. She better be playing along.
Yeah, what does she get out of it?
She better get the iPhone yeah, or the iPhone 6 so. Plus or something. And by the way, neither of those is coming out in China till next year. You could buy them here in the States today, but not there till next year.
Yeah, believe me, I know that. I have stock in China Mobile, and it took a dump. Well, I'm glad you think that's funny.
No, I'm laughing at the irony of that.
The reference to taking a dump.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the star who, before becoming famous, was a sales associate at the Gap. Jim Carrey. John Bon Jovi. Kanye West. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
And Chris Martin are living together in what used to be Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow's Malibu Beach House.
So this is a conscious coupling.
Yeah. Confirmed, country singer-actress Katie Lang is also a home wrecker. Katie Lang is dating Heather Edwards, the wife of Canadian billionaire Maury Edwards, who is also the owner, co-owner of the NHL Calgary Flames. Katie says she likes married women.
Mm, okay.
Who do you think is better looking, Katie Lang or Lenny Kravitz?
Katie Lang.
Oh, I think Lenny Kravitz by far.
Oh, no.
Odds and ends, Lindsay Lohan, the narcissistic egomaniac, she keeps doing it. She did it earlier in the week. Now she did it again yesterday in Europe, telling people that when she was doing her community service at the L.A. morgue, she handled Whitney Houston's corpse.
Oh.
Once again, L.A. morgue officials say, well, that's simply not true. It's a lie. She wasn't even in the building at the time that Whitney Houston was processed. Why do you even make up stuff like that?
Why would you?
Why would you? Yeah. Just
attention.
Crazy. 21-year-old Ariana Grande, the Disney girl, is all smiles when cameras are on, but boy, when cameras are off, she treats her staff like crap, vulgar, mean, aloof. And some say she has the biggest ego in all Hollywood.
That is unusual for a young pop star, isn't it?
Unbelievable. 21 years old, already bigger.
Has she dated?
Egos and Cher or Barbra Streisand.
Has she dated Justin Bieber yet?
Not yet. Her brother Frankie made it to the final five on Big Brother, and is I understand E! Is going to offer him a reality show different from his hateful sister. He has no talent. I mean, at least Ariana Grande can sing.
Yeah.
So we started a new feature either last week or this week, the Hollywood History, date in Hollywood History.
Okay.
I love it. Oh, you weren't here last week anyway.
I was here, but we didn't do it last week.
On this date, Hollywood History, September 19, 1928, a young actor shooting his first Western called The Big Trail had also just legally had his name changed from Marion Michael Morrison to John Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
The studio had hired a 79-year-old cowboy expert to consult the cast and the young actor John Wayne. And the old cowboy consultant and the young Wayne became friends and really hit it off. John Wayne would later say that it was the early influence and teaching of this old cowboy consultant that made him so successful while doing over 30 Westerns. And they became friends. The consultant, the old cowboy consultant and friend of Wayne's, is Wyatt Earp.
Wow.
Wow.
A year later, Wyatt Earp died. John Wayne was one of his honorary pallbearers. That was in 1930.
Hmm.
Wyatt Earp.
That's a great story.
I love it. Who used to work at the Gap? Jim Carrey, John Bon Jovi, Kanye West.
Dan?
Oh, man. I'm going to say Jim Carrey.
Ian?
John Bon Jovi.
I'm going Jim Carrey.
The answer is Kanye West.
Oh.
They weren't open when these guys were. And finally, sing along, St. Louis. Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play the day. Aloha Friday. Good luck on them U's and go Missouri Tigers. Lydio Galani, Lani, Annie, OK, Yellow, Coo, and the Cock, and Hoo, Hoo, Ho.
Mike
Evans brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. That's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. I will warn our male listeners, there will be at least one story today that will make you cross your legs. It's not our first story, though. That's from Evansville, Indiana, where 39-year-old Sylvester Clark was arrested after police said he tried to direct traffic by dancing. About 6 o'clock last Saturday, Clark ran into traffic near the Lloyd Expressway. Witnesses said traffic was thrown into chaos. In the middle of southbound lanes of Green River Road, Clark stopped and began performing the robot while vehicles were moving all around him. Let me just say this right now. It's 2014. Shields and Yarnell were doing the robot on TV 40 years ago. It's over. It's been over. It was over for the previous generation. Don't do the robot. This guy was arrested and booked into jail on disorderly conduct charges. Next, we go to Georgetown, Texas. I hope you're not eating dinner. If you are, put the pizza down while you hear this story. Police say a teenaged employee of a Papa Murphy's rubbed his scrotum on a customer's pizza because he had ordered it right before closing time. According to the arrest affidavit, Austin Simons is charged with tampering with a consumer product. Police say the customer saw Simons rubbing his testicles on the pizza as he entered the store. He confronted Simons, who apologized. He asked Simons his age. Simons said 18. The customer said, "So you're old enough to know better than to put your balls on someone's pizza, right?" And Simons said, "Yes." Customer witnessed Simons talking to the store's manager over the phone, apologizing for what he did, and admitting that he had rubbed his genitals on the family-sized stuffed pizza with Canadian bacon, pineapple, and extra cheese. I'm hoping that guy either got free Papa Murphy's for life or no more Papa Murphy's ever. In Ada County, Idaho, five teenagers had to get medical treatment after a prank resulted in a rollover that ejected two girls. The sheriff's incident report says it started with an 18-year-old driver who crashed the SUV because the passenger in the front seat thought it'd be funny to light the driver's armpit hair on fire with a lighter. 15 and 16-year-old girls thrown from the vehicle. The driver and two 16 and 17-year-old boys not ejected. Nobody wearing a seatbelt. Paramedics took three of them to a local hospital. Good thing new is no life-threatening injuries. The 16-year-old boy in the passenger seat, the one with the lighter, who said, "Oh, look, armpit hair. That'll burn." He's been cited for interfering with the driver's safe operation of a vehicle. In Jackson, Michigan, Christian Dion Sterling Moore tried to throw a football over a prison fence to an inmate. Unfortunately, he didn't have the arm strength to get the ball over the two fences you need to get into the facility. When a guard went to pick it up, it didn't feel like a regular football, so he brought it into the guard tower, cut it open, and discovered pot, heroin, and three cell phones inside. Moore, who was under probation at the time of the offense for a 2012 home invasion charge, told the court it was a thoughtless and immature decision to attempt to throw the contraband-filled football into the facility. Yeah, it was thoughtless. It was immature. It was also illegal, and he's now going to do 17 to 60 months in the slammer. And here's the story that'll cross your legs, guys. In Malaysia, a 44-year-old man implanted 10 metal ball bearings in his manhood to bolster his sexual abilities.
Oh.
He told the Harian Metro newspaper he implanted them himself after a friend told him that he had successfully used the method to increase his sexual stamina. He said, quote, "My private part swelled up for 3 days, but I endured the pain and didn't see a doctor," unquote. He said the wound healed, and he found the method was effective in helping him satisfy his sexual partners. But for you listening in, here's why you shouldn't do it. After a few months, he discovered he was unable to get an erection anymore. He told a doctor about the problem, and the doctor recommended that he have those metal balls removed or he would be irreversibly impotent. The problem was he had used metal ball bearings that rust. Had to have them removed surgically. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today on the Big 550 KTRS. Before we go, I've got to mention a guy whose name was in the news yesterday by the name of Larry Ellison. Ever hear of him?
No.
No.
Larry Ellison is the third richest man in America, fifth richest man in the world. He's the guy who started Oracle, which is one of these high-tech companies that does stuff that we'll never understand. But he understands it to the tune of $52 billion. That's how much he's worth. He's 70 years old now. He's the guy who had the America's Cup team that won last year against, what was it, New Zealand, I think.
That sounds right.
Okay. If it wasn't, it's a good bluff.
That's one of the powerhouses, I think, of yachting.
I'll take your word for it. In reading about this guy yesterday, it's not just that he's rich, not that he has the America's Cup team. Here's the thing that got me. He owns the Hawaiian island of Lanai.
He owns it?
It's the sixth largest of the Hawaiian islands. It's not like Maui or the Big Island or Kauai. No, it's number six. It's Lanai. It's 140 square miles. 3,100 people live there. There's one school for kids K through 12 and no traffic lights on the whole island. Whole island. 140 miles. It's like not even 12 by 12. He owns a Hawaiian island. I did not know you were allowed to own that big a piece of estate. I mean, anybody who's a homeowner in Missouri, technically you own some property, but you don't own a thing where...
On an island.
It's an island. So how did this guy get it? Okay, yeah, he's worth $52 billion. Well, this history goes back centuries, but the recent history is that the island was bought in 1922 by James Dole, as in Dole Pineapple, who bought it and turned it into the world's largest pineapple plantation. And in 1985, that company was sold to some other company, which was eventually bought by a guy named David Murdoch, and he then sold his stock in that company, or maybe the entire company, to Larry Ellison in June 2012. He owns 98% of the island. The other 2% owned by the state of Hawaii. When he bought it, he paid $500 million for it. $500 million. And he has his own Hawaiian island. Now, I've heard of people having private islands. I know the magician David Copperfield owns one of the smaller Bahama islands. And you can own tiny little islands in the South Pacific that don't really have a name. And you can name it Straussland if you wanted to.
All right. I'm there.
Okay. I didn't know that you could own a part of a U.S. state to that extent. I mean, I know Ted Turner owns tremendous amounts of land in Montana, but he doesn't own enough that it would be considered the size of a state.
No.
This guy owns part of the United States for $500 million. He's retired now, and I guess he can spend the rest of his life eating pineapple. Mm. It's all his, right?
I hope he has 401k.
Yeah, he better.
Yeah.
I hope he's been saving, because now that he's retired.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the money starts eating up. The mortgage on an island is not cheap.
Can you imagine the electricity bill?
Oh. Poor guy.
That's the show for today. Have a great weekend. Stand by for Fox 2 News at 6. Then the sports guys will be in here. Then Larry Connors later on. Have a great weekend. Go Cards. Go Rams. Go Mizzou. Go have a great time out in the sunshine and enjoy it. At the St. Anne Parade with Dan Strauss as your parade marshal.
That's right, Sunday at noon.
Or the Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, or the Chesterfield Taste of Chesterfield, whatever it is. Thanks for listening. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Now let's get a check, our final check on traffic heading into the weekend. And I want to thank Johnny Londoff, and I'll talk about it Monday, about what he did to help me with all of this debacle mess that has been going on with someone breaking into my car. But I just want to thank Johnny Londoff. But here's Tim Weiland with our final check on traffic. Tim?
And you know what? For a short time tomorrow, you're going to own St. Anne, aren't you?
No, on Sunday.
On Sunday. Okay, Sunday. You're going to own St. Anne on Sunday.
I will. So. I will own it. I will be the marshal.
Good luck. Have fun. All right. They've with them clearing that accident eastbound 70 at Air Flight, things are getting better. You're still stacked up from the Blanchet Bridge to about St. Charles Rock Road. Then it's just off the pace from that point through 170. On westbound 70, you have some stop-and-go traffic from about Highway 79 through Highway K. Eastbound 40 is what's really bad, and that's baseball traffic come in. I'm not even going to give you the stop-and-go pockets. You just got some long jam-ups from about Boone's Crossing all the way in through Big Bend. Southbound 170, the same thing. You're jammed up now
Ladue down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, your stop and go approaching Olive down through Ladue, but then a good run to 55 after that. And eastbound 270, you're slowing east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Celebrate the weekend with an effortless meal from the Walmart Deli. Get a 2-liter Coke and a 16-ounce market-side cheese or pepperoni pizza starting at $8.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Savings of $8,000.
0% financing for 72 months.
Over 500 new Chevys. Jack Schmidt Chevy of Wood River is moving. They are blowing the doors off with huge savings.
Because they would rather sell it than move it.
Get a dealer-driven 2014 Malibu for just $18,990. Save $8,000 on a 2014 demo Silverado LG Crew. Over 500 new Chevys to choose from.
We gotta sell it, sell it. Don't wanna move it, move it.
Jack Schmidt Chevy of Wood River moving sale.
Going on now.
Savings include all rebates. 0% on select vehicles with approved credit.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Getting ready for a big sports weekend? Will there be protests outside the Cardinals and Rams games? Plus the fundraiser in support of Officer Darren Wilson.
The rivet is cut, a bright spot, Ferguson. It's meant to build bridges.
And caught on camera, a man taking cell phone video along Grand Avenue is confronted by the people he's taping. What led to this nearly violent exchange? First on Fox, critics demanding the arrest of Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson say they will protest during Sunday's Rams game.
At the same time, law enforcement supporters plan a two-day rally for Wilson. Fox 2's Betsy Bruce reports both groups are seeing justice at the heart of the controversy. Bruce, Betsy?
Well, Tom, you know, the U.S. certainly has a time-tested judicial system. Now, some citizens say let it work, while others argue